And look at the title. Forget about it. Say it with me. Jesus Christ. It's here we go. Push it, Raj. This message. I feel weird doing this because I get bored. You know what I'm saying? I hope I don't get bored. But anyway, the title of this message is called His Impact. Say that with me. His Impact. I think that's why I want to do the message, because 39 years ago today, I was saved. And I'm living proof. Yeah, praise the Lord. I'm living proof of the impact that Jesus Christ can make on a life. We didn't grow up in church. My mama was a drunk. We're hell raisers. You know that. Mama watching Billy Graham one night before the television. She was drunk before the days of remote control. You've heard the story. Many of you. And somehow the gospel broke through my mama's heart. It was late November, early December. And I came in from partying, and Mama said, "We're going to church in the morning." I cussed her out, didn't have a car. We walked, we went, the rest is history. He impacted my life. 3 weeks after hearing the gospel three times in a row at that little country church, Mama and I got saved. Mama went home that afternoon, poured out her Pabst Blue Ribbon down that sink, and never drank another drop. That's an impact right there. I'm telling you, that's an impact. True story. And then me all these years, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy what God can do in the life of just a poor family that was so dysfunctional, it ain't even funny. But Jesus came in. Amen? And without the game plan, the making up stuff, no, just the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, that He loved us and He cared for us. Amen? If we would trust Him, He would lead us. And that's what's happened in my life. Amen? So I guess that's why I want to do this again. His impact. Now, recently a poll was done on who's had the greatest impact on the world. And sadly, Jesus came in seventh. But somebody reminded me after the first message, pollsters always don't get it right. Seventh place, I believe somebody's lying. He ain't seventh in my life. How about you? Amen? Come on. Now, cities across America like Mobile, Alabama. If you'd have told me this, I'd have thought you're lying to me. A few years back, Mobile, Alabama, a great southern city. You can't get much more southern than Mobile, Alabama. They stopped saying the Christmas parade, and they changed it to the Holly Jolly Parade for PC reasons. Now, I'm not trying to be political, but it's the truth that happened last night. If you saw President-elect Trump last night, he gave some speech in Mobile, Alabama, of all places, and he had a Merry Christmas sign right on the podium. Did you see that? That's crazy. But this idea that Jesus, something's going on. Something's been going on for years. There's more to it than this just being PC. It's called Satan. It's called a devil who doesn't want to hear about Christmas. Okay, let's keep looking. Schools across America, it's pretty much from coast to coast now. They've replaced the word Christmas break for winter holiday. Is that true or false? True. Replace songs. Can't sing Christmas songs. Can you imagine such? Because you offend somebody. We can't offend little Johnny or Sally. I'd say Johnny or Sally would be fine. Come on. You know what happens when we say that? It might sound like we're being nice. And guys, I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm not. I want to be kind. But listen, this is my faith you're talking about. This is my Lord. This is my Creator. Okay? But you know what's happening when you replace things and say, you can't say Christmas, it's winter holiday. Listen, what we're teaching our children is this. They're wondering what's so wrong and bad about Christmas. Something must be bad. If we can't do it, it means it's what? Ain't that what we teach our kids? Yes or no? Don't we teach them that? Now, don't you do that. Don't you say that, because that's what? You don't tell your children, don't say something because it's good. Do you? They say, please, don't you say that. That's good. Thank you. No, don't say that. That's good. Are y'all all right or not? By the way, when I give another message, it won't be like the first one. I have no idea where I'm going. Here we go. Come on. Many cities around the country have instructed their city and state employees. You know this to be true, especially if you work for government. They've instructed city and state employees and federal to avoid saying what? But rather, now watch, happy holidays, season's greetings, whatever. But whatever you do, don't say Merry Christmas. No. Dumbest thing I've ever heard. Any reference to Jesus Christ, especially concerning his what? Birth is deemed what? Harmful, offensive, and it's overreaching. Now, I've had some harm done to me in my life. And I've had some problems. And it never was caused by Merry Christmas. Amen. Say. Don't you wish some of your problems would have just been you had somebody say Merry Christmas? Wouldn't that have been a nice life to live? Come on. It's funny, though. I don't hear these state employees, these federal employees, these people, whoever make up this stuff, I don't hear them squawking about their days off or their bonuses that they get this special time of the year. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? Keep pushing me. I don't hear the department stores wishing to do away with all the Christmas shoppers. But no, they come to the checkout line, don't say Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And like I said at the beginning of the service, if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, are you seriously thinking there'd be any Christmas bonuses? Are you seriously telling me all these shoppers would just get together in December and go crazy and buy stuff? Like I said earlier, you think Kwanzaa or Happy whatever could have pulled this off? Yes or no? No, people do it because it's called what?
Christmas.
Amen? Yes or no? How many of y'all upset with me already? It's okay if you are. You're fine. Come on. Here we go. Now, without Jesus Christ, there would be no Christmas, guys. There would be no Christmas. It's all about Him. And there would be no happy holidays either. Somebody reminded me the other day that word holiday really means it comes from the word holy day. So these people who are anti-whatever are instructing people to say happy holidays, and really the root of that word comes back to holy day. Don't tell them, though, because we can't say that then. Keep looking. Here's the point. The Bible says it this way. Because that when they knew God, are you telling me these people in charge, wherever they are, they don't know this is Christmas? Are you kidding me? When they knew God, they chose not to glorify Him as God. Neither were they what? But they became vain in their imagination. Another word is just really, really stupid. And their foolish heart was darkened. Oh, we'll come up with a good idea. Here's a good idea. Let's change it to winter holiday. Who came up with that idea? It's a dumb idea. Y'all hear me, yes or no? How many went to school and it was called Christmas vacation? Can I see your hand? Was it called Christmas vacation? Was that the truth? Did you suffer from it? Are you all messed up because of it? They professed themselves to be what? I can see the joker that came up with it. I got a good idea. Let's call it holidays and winter break. Yeah, that's a good idea. Professing themselves to be wise, they became what? Because here they are. If they still living, they can get this tape and hear me make fun of them. You hear me? Yes or no? It's craziness. Jesus Christ has impacted our world. Why did He come in seventh? Why did He come in seventh? Why did He come in seventh? Well, maybe the poll's wrong. Or maybe they've been effective. You hear me? He's impacted our world, guys. Christmas gives us a time to celebrate the one who's changed everything. Whether we're a believer or not, He's impacted our world. He's impacted this time of year. Whether people want to acknowledge it or not, He's impacted our calendar. You do know it's A.D. and B.C. You know all that, don't you? David trying to change it. No, it don't mean before Christ and after death. It means something else now. Whatever. I was raised in the country. Amen? Say. Where we could understand stuff. His impact. Keep looking. You're probably wondering, why is he preaching this message? He's so mean. I wonder if his other message was nicer. No. Jesus Christ's impact is what? It's immeasurable, guys. Let's talk about his impact real quick on the family. How many families have been radically changed because of Jesus Christ? Like the Clark family. Mama quit drinking. Mama became a good mama. Amen. Say. A son, instead of being a hellraiser, started trying to do good with his life. That story is told over and over and over again down through history. Amen. The family. And my son. Look at the impact. Look at the impact. Yeah, you can make bad choices and decisions. You got to find your own way in life. But who's there with you? Jesus. Amen. Always there with us. On giving, benevolence. Most of the hospitals that we have, if you look back, some of these historic hospitals, they were founded because of Jesus. They were founded because of Christianity and benevolence and people wanting to do good. Behavior, people changing their behavior. Missions around the world. Government. You think we just came up with a good idea of how to do government here in this country? It's based on the Bible, so much of it. Why don't you think you get to go steal stuff? Because the Bible says, thou shalt not what? Why is adultery wrong? Why is that wrong that a man's supposed to stay with his wife and wife with the husband and they're supposed to just be together and not be having other people on the side? Where'd that come from? The what? The Bible. Are y'all hearing me? It all comes back to Him. But then we want to take charge because we get stupid. Amen. You done that in your life before? Want to take charge? It wasn't a good idea? Let me see your hand. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Wasn't a good idea. Music. I love the fact that Mitch took that song, great music, music that's familiar to us, and put some lyrics to it that glorified Jesus. Amen. Music, music, music. Come on. Literature, education. Get some of our tapes on the history of this country. We've got a bunch of them. Or go online and check our heritage series out. But Harvard University was a university that was putting out, it was designed for missions and to train preachers. Now you can't say Merry Christmas, none of that there at Harvard. And they're training people there now to run our government. God help us. Y'all hear me, yes or no? Things have changed, guys. Relationships. Jesus coming into your life and your family. Being honest with one another and loving one another and being true to one another. That's because of Jesus. Y'all know that, don't you say? Compassion. Respect for women. That's Jesus. Respect for children. Jesus. He's made a huge impact. The list is endless. If I'd have a chance to sit down with all these people that were polled, me or somebody a lot smarter than me could tell them all the impact Jesus has made on this world. And then we took the poll. I bet more people would give him some credit. Y'all hear me or not? Amen? Let's keep looking. Now, how many I wore you out? All right. Let's look at those impacted by Jesus' birth that were the closest to him. Amen? Instead of listening to a poll, instead of listening to people tell us you shouldn't say Merry Christmas, how about let's go back to the Christmas story? I'd like to learn from Mary, Joseph, and maybe some lowly shepherds. Let's look at it real quick. Let's start out with that. Would you say it with me? His earthly mother. Well, she was there, won't she? Yes or no? And Mary said, here's what Mary said about Jesus. Here's the impact he made on my life. And this is just when she's finding out she's going to have a baby. And the angel of the Lord's talking to her. And this is early on. Mary says, my soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me what? And holy is what? His name. What kind of impact did Jesus have on Mary? Here's what she says. My soul magnifies the Lord. Number two, my spirit rejoices. So I got magnifying and I got some rejoicing going on in Miss Mary. Amen? He hath regarded my low estate. Listen, she's a teenage girl. And he regarded me. He looked at me. He cared for me. Are you kidding me? Say that last part with me. I am what? Blessed. He has done what in my life? Great things. So what can we learn? And holy is what? His name. So how did Jesus impact Mary? What can we learn? Here's what I came up with. Here's how he impacted Mary. Mary worshiped. Mary worshiped. Jesus came into her life and Mary started doing what? She started worshiping. Do you do that? Has Jesus impacted your life where you worship him? Well, I don't like to go to church. I'm a believer in Jesus, but I don't get into that worship stuff. Has he impacted your life then? You think I grew up worshiping Jesus? I didn't grow up worshiping Jesus. I grew up cussing Jesus. Fighting, not going to church. You kidding me? No. Look at crazy me now. Up here, hey, man. It's because Jesus has impacted my life. Amen? She was impacted by Jesus Christ. And the impact that he made on her was to do what? Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. That's what you see in this passage. When you really meet Jesus, say this with me. When you really meet Jesus, his impact on you is to do what? Hit the... And lift up his... Not your own. And again, I don't mean to be ugly. But pop it up. There was absolutely nothing in the scripture, you cannot find it, there was absolutely from Mary no, hey, look at me. Hey, pray to me. There was none of that in Mary. What did Mary do? She what? She worshiped the Lord. She praised the Lord. But there goes man again. Taking away from Jesus and putting it on somebody. I'm not trying to be ugly. But guys, we're not told to pray to Mary in the scripture. Now, you might have grown up that way. I understand that. I grew up as a hellraiser. Okay, I get it. But just because I grew up my way and you grew up your way, don't mean either way is what the Bible says. Amen? I mean, I personally believe, I mean, I love Mary. She was blessed. She's right. We're talking about her today and we're blessing her. Amen? Yes or no? But Mary says, he regarded my low estate. You know what that means? He regarded me as a person. I'm a human, she's saying. What's the Bible say about people? All have what? Sinned and come short of the what? If you're a man born of woman or a woman born of a woman, let me say something to you. You're a sinner. Only the Son of God, born of the Holy Spirit of the living God, was holy and sinless. So Mary didn't say, pray to me. Mary says, join me and worship the Lord. Amen? Got it? Yes or no? Let's look at another one. We'll go quick. Here we go. How about his stepfather Joseph? They were there. What? How were they impacted? Look at it. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. It's an engagement, but it's more than an engagement. It's a legally binding contract. Before they came together. Now see, they were in this legally bound contract to be married before they had sexual relations. And she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Problem, I'm telling you. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, a good man, a caring man, he was not willing to make her a public example, to bring her forward. She's pregnant. She would be stoned. He wasn't wanting to do that at all. He cared for her. So he was minded just to sort of put her away privately, to try to make this thing go away. But not that she would be stoned. But while he thought on these things, his mind's all screwed up. Just like yours would be. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary to be your wife. For that which is conceived in her, say it with me, is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. Help me, guys. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Well, he can't say that. No, we're going to say it. Amen? Let's say it again. You shall call his name
Jesus.
For he shall save his people from their sins. Then Joseph being raised from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. He took unto him Mary to be his wife. He didn't know her. He didn't have sexual relations with her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. He called his name Jesus. Some people teach that Mary never had sex with anybody. My question is, how did Jesus get some half-brothers and sisters then? We make things up, guys. Read the Bible. Would y'all do that? Yes or no? Come on. Joseph. We're talking about Joseph. Now that Jesus is a little boy, little baby boy, toddler. And when they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother and go where? Why? Because Herod's killing the infants from up to 2 years of age. And so he took him to Egypt, the family. He took the child and his mother to Egypt by night, and they went down to Egypt. Here's Joseph. We're talking about Joseph, the impact. Now, when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, now take the young child and his mother and go back. Go back to Israel. Joseph, I'm sure, like, okie dokie. Anyway, for they're dead. They're dead. They're dead that sought to kill the young child. And he arose, he took the young child and his mother, and they came back into the land of Israel, back to where? Nazareth, his hometown. What was the impact? I hope you're not going to sleep on me. Here was the impact. Joseph did not fear what man would say, and they said plenty. Are you kidding me? You think they bought this Holy Ghost thing, child thing? No. And you know, it would have been very easy for Joseph to go anywhere but back home, where everybody knew him. I've been to Nazareth many times. Beautiful little city that sits on a hill. Go up that, you've been there, up that winding. But he went back because he didn't fear what man would say. Do you fear what man will say? Has he impacted you enough to where you'll say Merry Christmas anyway? Yes or no? Or that you'll witness? Or you don't put your head down in shame when somebody, you're not a Christian, are you? Your head goes up and say, yes, I am. You hearing me or not? He took Mary to be his wife. This is the impact that Jesus had on him. He went ahead and took her to be his wife. He listened to the Lord. He called the young child who? Jesus. Not Joseph, Jr. He took Jesus where? Down to Egypt. Why am I saying all this? I'm going to show you in a second. He took Jesus to Nazareth, back to his hometown. This guy's being a husband. This guy's being a father. This guy's being a leader. Y'all listen to me. It's who he is. And you know what? I believe the impact that Jesus made on Joseph was, Joseph, say it with me, really found a reason to live. He found a reason to live. Jesus Christ gave him what? Real meaning and purpose. And I can say that about my own life. 39 years later, I can look back on my life. I can say it as clear as crystal today. Nobody had to get me out of bed this morning. I want to be here. I want to preach. I want to love you. I want to love you. That is my mission. God has given me purpose in my life. I don't wonder. Kim doesn't go, well, wonder what you're going to do this week. We're going to do what we do. What do you do? We love Jesus and we love people. Okay? And I'm probably going to fix something or pick something by the road too. I'm going to do that too. Okay? He gave me purpose in my life. Boy, you need purpose when hard times come. Have you had some hard times in your life where sometimes it got you off track? Anybody like that? Yes or no? How many would say, Because Jesus gave me purpose those hard times, I was able sort of to keep it together. Can I see your hand? Look at that right there. Isn't that good stuff? Yes or no? That was Joseph. What looked like a sad situation for Joseph turned out to be the what? The greatest thing in his life. The greatest thing in my life, Joseph would say, is when Mary got pregnant of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I wouldn't have said it then, but boy, do I ever say it now. Boy, did Jesus ever change my life and give me purpose in my life. Here's the point today. When you really meet Jesus, His impact on you will be something that will give your life real meaning and purpose. And I don't, again, mean to be ugly or unkind, but guys, listen, if you say you're a believer in Christ, but He has no impact on your life, you live your life like you want to, you make the decisions you want to do, He's not really impacted your life. And if a pollster asked you, He might come in seventh. That's sad. Amen? Come on, guys. It's time for the church. Stand up. Live for the Lord. How about the shepherds? You might say, yeah, Mary, yeah, Joseph, you know, they're like the stars of the Christmas story. Well, how about these jokers? You got a better car than they got. You got a better house than they have. You got more money than these guys have. Let's see how He impacted them. And they were in the same country. Shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were what? That's some serious scared right there. Sore afraid. The angel said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Watch this. You shall find the babe. Say it with me. Wrapped in what? Swaddling clothes. Laying where? You think they had seen mangers before? Shepherds, you know what a manger is? It's a feeding trough. That's what it is. A feeding trough where you put your feed. That's where you're going to find him. Boy, he was speaking their language. Amen. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. It came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another. Say it with me. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, which by the way isn't Jerusalem. It's a little old spot in the road. It really is. It's a sheep town. And see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with what? Say it with me. They came with what? And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, say this with me. They did what? Made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. You might like, this is a weird Christmas story time with Gary. But we're getting somewhere. Keep coming. How did Jesus impact the shepherds? They feared and they what? Help me now. Y'all got to help me. You're going to sleep on me. Here you go. Say it with me. They feared and they what? It's funny when I tell mom's testimony how that mama got saved December 18, 1977, 39 years ago today. She went home, poured out the Pabst Blue Ribbon down the cast iron sink, and people would go, wow, I can't believe that. That was quick. Well, mama feared and followed fast. Did y'all hear me or not? Mama feared and followed fast. If a shepherd can do it, why can't you do it? Don't you want to be delivered from the crap in your life? Why don't you start giving Him some reverential awe? And what He says is the truth, and it's holy, and it's right. And then just start getting those feet right going after it. Fast. Does that make any sense? Instead of excuse making or just feeling discouraged. And by the way, they did something else. They let everybody know what they'd been told. So let's look at it real quick. Here we go again. What did we find out? The impact. These were the lowest class of people. So you can't say these are better than you or they got more information. No, they're the lowest class of people. The angels appeared unto them. So much for status and stuff. God loves you. He wants to bless you. He wants to speak to your heart. He's doing it today through His Word. You're being here today. You matter to Him. These shepherds were impacted. How were they impacted? Say it with me. They were impacted by Jesus Christ by doing what? Fearing and what? I like that. I like that. I want that to be me. Amen. Say, I want to fear, that's reverential awe, and follow fast. They feared and did exactly what the angel said unto them. There was no questioning it. When you really meet Jesus, say it with me, He will what? Impact you with what? Fear and reverential awe. Keep going. And there will be a what? To do what? I'm afraid some of us keep making the horrible choices we make because we don't fear and follow fast. It's not that we don't believe in Jesus. It's just He hasn't had the impact on us that He could have. Y'all hear me? They didn't wait around. They got together. They talked about it. Said, let's go. Where are we going? Bethlehem. What are we going to see? The baby? Where is he at? In the manger. Let's go. All right. Every one of us has this ability. Every one of us has this ability to fear and follow fast. You don't understand, Pastor. I'm just so slow. No, you ain't. You're lazy. There's a difference, isn't there? I'm lazy too sometimes. Listen, you can fear and follow fast because this ability to have reverential awe and to follow the Lord fast is given by the Holy Spirit of the living God. It's not me. You kidding me? Me, 39 years preaching in Englewood, Florida, and doing what we've done. We've seen the Lord do great things. Are you kidding me? You think that's Gary? Are you kidding me? You know why I say Englewood's my town? So I won't leave. I struggle with the devil fighting on me. I've been through some hard times, you know. But I got to double down and took those screws in the ground and my town. Amen? Get behind me, Satan. Amen? Come on. Grass ain't greener on the other side. There's plenty of grass right here. Hallelujah. Amen. Say. Come on. I'm just talking to you today. He quickens us. He empowers us. You can do this. You have this ability, just like the shepherds. Let's look at a couple of more and we'll quit, Raj. We won't go too much longer. Here's one you don't hear much about. Simeon. An old priest. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same was a just and a devout man. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was waiting for Messiah to come. And the Holy Ghost was what? Upon him. And it was revealed unto Simeon by the Holy Ghost that you are not going to see death, Simeon, before you have seen the Lord's Messiah or the Lord's anointed one. And he came by the Spirit into the what? Temple. And when the parents, Mary and Joseph, brought in the child Jesus to do after him the custom of the law, that Simeon took the little baby Jesus up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. I can die now. According to your word. Say that last part with me. For my eyes have seen thy salvation. How was Simeon impacted? Quickly. Which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles. How was he impacted? Simeon was impacted when he what? When he saw Jesus Christ. What was that impact? He saw what? Have you seen salvation? Playing church, whatever. Sleeping in church, whatever. Have you seen salvation, guys? Yes or no? Can you say, I've seen the Lord? I'm not talking about He showed up at your house. But somebody preached the Word, or the Word of God was given. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. The story of Jesus. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. I've seen it, Pastor. I believe it, Pastor. I put it in my heart. I believe in Christ. Have you seen salvation? Has He impacted your life? Amen. I can tell you flat out, He impacted my mama's life 39 years ago. He impacted Gary Clark's life. He's still impacting my life. Amen? I see him all the time doing salvation. Did I tell you I had a funeral at McDonald's this week? I go to McDonald's, get my coffee. I sit there and talk to people. I'm usually in the corner, but I'm loud. Hi! They're way over yonder. That's the point. I do that on purpose so the whole restaurant hears me. So, an old man I've been seeing for years has an Ohio State hat on. He's 93. He got sick. Full of life all the time. He got sick. And his son came up to me last week. I'd seen his son there before from Boulder, I believe. Colorado Springs, I'm sorry. And he said, "Dad, ain't going to live but a few more days." I said, "Well, I'd be happy to do anything you need for your daddy." So we just had a service at McDonald's with all his friends that come there. We sat at a table. The managers and everybody were on board. They loved it. The point is, guys, Jesus saves. Amen? And we can see salvation and we can preach it. And I still see salvation happening all the time. I was able to share the gospel with these people sitting around that table, maybe 10, 15 people at McDonald's. Are you kidding me, Clark? You can do stuff like that? Absolutely. I see salvation all the time. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? He's impacted my life. There's nothing quite like seeing salvation and sharing the gospel and seeing people's lives changed. And I was able to share that with some friends. Well, you were there. Were you? Right there, didn't we? Wasn't that nice? He's a good man, wasn't he? He's your friend. Look at that. That's one of my McDonald's friends right there. I love you guys. I love you guys. You matter to me. You matter to me. And see, I get to see you here too. I get to see salvation everywhere. Y'all listen to me or not? Come on. You praise the Lord. That's good stuff, man. Good stuff. Once you see Him, you'll run to Him and get saved. I'm telling you, once you see and you get the gospel, don't run from it, run to it. Why am I saying all this today? Because I believe something's up. I believe somebody's trying to hide Jesus with holidays and winter this. And they're trying to say, "Oh, no, we don't want to offend people." Well, you're offending God. And by the way, you're offending me. Don't I matter? Don't I get a vote too? Yeah, I do. Amen? Come on. Jesus said this. This is very important. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men to me." What's the scripture? John 12:32. "If I be lifted up from the earth, I'm going to draw all men unto me." And if Jesus can be put down, He'll come in seventh. When He's King of kings and Lord of lords, He's number one. It's up to you and me to put Him up. Y'all hear me? Yeah, and listen to me. Listen to me. When are the people most tender about the Lord? You know it's the truth. People don't go to church hardly ever, but they'll come to church when? On what? Christmas and what? Now, wonder why that is. It's because Jesus Christ is lifted up so high during Christmas, even though people are trying to put Him down, He's definitely getting the spotlight. He's getting lifted up, and there's Merry Christmas signs in people's yard that don't even know Jesus. Everywhere you go, there's Christmas, and there's people doing this, and there's lights, and people with a brain know that the lights is, you know, representing Christmas, right? Say, okay? So, and at Easter, people come. Why? Because of the cross, the crucifixion. He's being lifted up. That's why we want to pack these services out on Christmas Eve. That's why we want Mitch to sing that song. Isn't that the truth? Yes or no? He's being lifted up, and when He gets lifted up, people get what? Saved. So if Satan can keep Him pushed down, people ain't going to see salvation. We need to lift Him up, guys. Amen? I hope that helps you some. I know I'm going on a little bit country on you today, but the point is that maybe it'll give you more reason to say Merry Christmas than you ever had before. Not to just be a smart aleck like me sometimes. You're lifting up Christ. Amen? Come on. The ruler of the darkness of this world wants Christmas what? Done a pretty good job of it, ain't he? Say. Can you imagine working somewhere at a workplace and you can't put on your desk a little Merry Christmas thing? Can you imagine that? Some boss coming by and pulling that off your desk. That's sad, ain't it? Yes or no? Come on. Because when people start to get a glimpse of Jesus, eyes are going to be open. They're going to see salvation, guys. Just push it, Raj. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen salvation? And I started getting glimpses, as I said, back in December 77. And 3 weeks later, I trusted Christ. 39 years ago today. It happened. I invited Him into my life. Have you done that? Have you seen Him and said, no, no. Say yes to Him. Invite Him in. Last one is this today. I have more. We're going to quit with Anna. That was my mama's name. It was Ann. A-N-N was my mom's name. Ann. So we'll end with Anna today. That's close enough, ain't it? Most people don't know about her in the Christmas story. Anna's a prophetess. She's the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was one of great age. So if you're old, man, this is your lady right here. She'd lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. Now she's a widow. She's a widow of about 84 years. How old is that? That's 84, I think. And departed not from the temple and served God in fastings and prayers night and day. This is what she did. And she coming in that instant, say it with me. How did He impact her life? She gave what? Thanks. Likewise unto the Lord. And spoke of Him to what? To all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem. Anna, a prophetess. So Anna was 84 years old. She was a prophetess. What did she do? She gave thanks to the Lord and she told everybody who were searching about Jesus. That's what Anna did. That's the impact Christ made on her life. Jesus impacted Anna. Say this part with me. She just couldn't stop thanking and praising the... Has He impacted your life that way? That you just thank Him and praise Him? Yes or no? Amen? I just thank Him. Have a meal? Thank Him. Got a car? Thank you. Got a house? Thank you. I get me some shoes at a thrift store for $10? Thank you. Somebody gave me this shirt? Thank you. Amen. Yes or no? You praise the Lord. Has He impacted your life? Or are you like, whatever. Selfish. You want more and more and more. Has He impacted your life? And by the way, who is going to tell an 84-year-old prophetess to shut up? To all my senior friends, you might not be on this planet a whole lot longer. Why don't you open up your mouth and let it rip? Why don't you? I'm not talking about ever be unkind, but why don't you be the one that says, no, let's say a prayer. Let them, somebody, yeah, Merry Christmas. Amen. Why don't you be the one that steps up? Amen. Why aren't you the one this week where you live that says, hey, we got Christmas Eve concerts at Fellowship. Got two of them. Come on. Amen. Come with me. Why don't you be the one that speaks up? Yes or no? Amen. Their church ain't having church next Sunday on Christmas. Say, well, ours is. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come with me. Amen. Open up your mouth and let it fly. Yes or no? How old you going to be before you start? Come on. Tell everyone this time of year, it's all about who? It's all about Jesus. And I'll quit, Raj. Thank God and tell people. Say that with me. Thank God and tell people. Buddy, we're done. I can't do no more. I'm shot. Amen. And they're about to die on me out here. Amen. Has Christ impacted your life? Mary worshiped. Joseph found purpose and meaning. The shepherds feared and they followed how? Fast. Simeon saw salvation. He was ready to die now. I've seen the Lord. I've seen salvation. And Anna, you just couldn't shut that lady up. About Jesus. Amen. Let's thank Him for His word this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.